The late Czech president Václav Havel, who died 5 years ago, would have turned 80 on Wednesday, October the 5th. Celebrations of his life and legacy are taking place at home and abroad. In this special program on Radio Prague, we recall the heady days of the Velvet Revolution that swept the dissident playwright from jail to Prague Castle.
In the autumn of 1989, Václav Havel was once again doing time in jail. It was just days to go to his 53rd birthday, and his friends came up with a plan that was to raise his spirits. They plotted to get the communist daily Rude Pravo wish Havel happy birthday. Petr Riegel, from his circle of dissident friends, recalls how he went to the hated newspaper's headquarters to ask them to print birthday greetings in the social affairs section of the daily under a false name.
Trochu jsme chtěli udělat radost Václavu Havlovi, i když jsem si úplně nebyl jistý, jestli mu zrovna to rudý právo udělat.
We wanted to cheer up Václav Havel, even though I wasn't absolutely certain that birthday greetings from the Communist Party daily was the best way to do that. And we also wanted to play a trick on the communists. Of course, I was nervous. I wasn't at all sure I would get away with it. But certain things you have to do if you want to keep your self-respect. And Václav Havel was doing time in jail over his part in the Palach Week protests, so this was our way of saying thank you.
The name used in the ad was Ferdinand Vaněk, the lead character from Havel's play Audience. His friends thanked him for his demanding work and wished him good health and much success in his profession. Riegel says he had no experience in taking out ads and nearly missed paying the 460 crowns for the ad on time. Despite his fears, the communist censors, clearly not acquainted with plays by dissident playwrights, missed the giveaway name Ferdinand Vaněk and failed to recognize the proffered picture of the real Václav Havel, which appeared in the paper's social section on the day of his birthday, October 5th. Riegel says they all waited with bated breath to see if their trick would work.
On the day, it was a Saturday, I bought a copy of Rudé Právo and flicked through it nervously to see if the ad was there. And there it was. That same evening, the story was on Radio Free Europe and it caused an uproar. Later, friends who had emigrated to Australia told me it was in all the papers there as well. We certainly did not expect such a huge response.
Havel's friends were delighted with the outcome of their practical joke. Former dissident, journalist Petruška Šustrová, says that although they did not realize it at the time, the incident was a harbinger of the monumental changes that were to come.
Of course, I rushed out immediately to buy a copy of Rudé Právo, which I had not done throughout the years of the communist normalization period. We were so excited about it because this precisely reflected the sense of humor that we dissidents shared and that kept us above water. But the very fact that the Communist Party daily unwittingly helped us to play this joke was absolutely brilliant. Later, we realized that this was a sign of monumental changes about to take place, but at the time we just enjoyed the joke.
Whether or not Václav Havel felt the change of atmosphere in his cell in the Ruzyně jailhouse is not clear, but a few weeks later he was released and took center stage in the tumultuous events that brought down communism in the country. Here he is telling the crowd it is time to end 40 years of communist rule.
Před letošním 21. srpnem jsem řekl, že ještě nenastal okamžik, kdy jde o vše, a je třeba vložit do hry celé své srdce. Mám pocit, že takový okamžik nadešel dnes.
On November 29th of 1989, the Communist Parliament bowed to public pressure and Václav Havel was elected president. His first New Year's address to the nation was different from all the others.
Milí spoluobčané, 40 let jste v tento den slyšeli z úst mých předchůdců.
For 40 years now, my predecessors in office told you the same thing, that our country is flourishing, how many millions of tons of steel we have produced, how we are all happy, trust in our government, and what wonderful prospects are opening up to us. I do not think you elected me to this post so that I should feed you the same lies. Our country is not flourishing.
As Czechoslovak and later Czech president, Havel remained true to himself, refusing to be bound by protocol and never afraid to voice an unpopular stand. As a respected playwright and dissident, he easily established new relations with the outer world, gaining the country international respect and establishing it as a moral authority ever ready to defend human rights in other parts of the world. In 1992, he resigned from office over the pending split of Czechoslovakia, only to be re-elected as president of the Czech Republic. Although due to failed expectations, the number of his critics increased during his second term in office, Havel had an unshakable trust in his ideals and the slogan, "Truth and love will prevail over evil." Havel left politics when his second term as Czech president ended in February of 2003. Václav Klaus, one of his greatest political adversaries, was elected his successor in the post. Havel died on December 18th of 2011, following a period of illness and relative solitude, and what close friends later described as growing disappointment with the way Czech society was straying from his ideals. At the time, it seemed that he was more respected abroad than at home, though his death appeared to briefly jolt the nation into awareness of what it had lost. Here are the sentiments of some Czechs who gathered on Wenceslas Square when news of Havel's death broke.
I think he was a very, very important person for our nation state. I think he was like the moral value for this nation, and without him, it will not be as it was before. We lost the moral symbol. And I think that Czechs, they didn't appreciate it, I think, as they should, because he was really great person, great man, great philosopher also, and the Czech people were just angry because of some his mistakes, which he may be done, but I think the most important is his philosophy and moral value.
I think with him, a really important person died, in not only for Czech Republic, but I guess for Europe as a whole. And I guess he is really an inspiration for other people.
Václav Havel certainly was the only president, current president, Czechoslovakia, Czech Republic, who directed the nation, in my opinion, in the right destination, which was humanity, democracy, deep philosophy, and less of the kind of material stuff and stuff like that.
Tributes to Havel continue to be made abroad. Mayor of New York Bill de Blasio declared September 28th Václav Havel Day in New York and held a celebration to mark the occasion. Commissioner of the Mayor's Office for International Affairs, Penny Abbey Warden, told Czech television Havel had left his mark on the city.
Václav Havel had a beautiful relationship with New York City. Many of his plays were produced here. He had his residency in New York, and he's really given at Columbia University, and he's given a lot to New York City. And so when Mayor de Blasio chooses to proclaim a day, it's really about who do we share values with.
Havel's bust got a place among the world's greats in the U.S. Congress. A Václav Havel bench stands in his memory at Georgetown University and other locations in the world, and a tapestry depicting a flying man by Czech artist Petr Sis, which reflects the extraordinary contributions Václav Havel made to the Czech nation and the world at large, is now on a world tour and will be permanently installed in the European Parliament building in Strasbourg next March. Today, on what would have been Havel's 80th birthday, celebrations of his life and legacy are taking place around the country. Exhibitions, concerts, theatre performances, and a festival in Brno called There Was Not Enough of Havel. A gathering in his memory on Prague's Wenceslas Square will resound with a song written in his honour by Zdeněk Svěrák, Jaroslav Uhlíř and David Koller, using the late president's familiar greeting, Milí spoluobčané. Dear fellow citizens, I omitted to tell you that truth and love will not prevail on their own. They need your help. ¶¶
Vážení spoluobčané.
Věřící nebo nevěřící, někdy se člověku stane, že nedořekne, co chtěl říci. Jedná se o tu starou věc, o jedno moje provolání, že pravda s láskou nakonec zvítězí nad tvou hlavou saní. Zapomněl jsem vám tenkrát říct,